Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Peter, you've selected The Painted Veil.
Yes, I found this a very impressive film. It's based on a story by W. Somerset Maugham, which has been filmed a number of times in the past, once with Greta Garbo, another time with Eleanor Parker. But this is a very elegantly made film, beautifully shot in China, and a film about sin and repentance. And today's gospel is the calling of Matthew, the tax collector, and the criticism by the authorities of what is Jesus doing, associating himself with sinners. And of course, it's got the famous saying of Jesus that I've not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance. And I think if I were to choose a recent film which dramatizes that theme, it'd be The Painted Veil.
Do you know a place called Meitanfu? They've had an outbreak. It's the worst epidemic anyone's seen in a long time. I have volunteered to take charge.
You can't be serious about taking me into the middle of a cholera epidemic.
Do you think that I'm not?
Is it a long, drawn-out affair?
It's very painful, but it is relatively quick.
If you're not afraid, why should I be? Perhaps I could help in the hospital.
Are you looking to kill yourself?
How well acted is it?
It's beautifully acted. I should say that Naomi Watts is the English woman who marries a very earnest doctor, played by Ed Norton, and they go to China. In the 1920s, I should say, its setting is, so the back blocks of China, and the woman herself feels very lonely and does have an affair with a diplomat. But as her husband seems to be punishing her by isolating her from people, the village actually is struck by plague, and gradually she becomes involved. And the instrument for this step to conversion is actually the Mother Superior of the nuns' community there, and she's played by Diana Rigg. And Diana Rigg has given some marvellous lines about what life is like, about vocation, about repentance, and it has a completely transforming effect on the young woman. And to me, that's this gospel alive.